That's our ring. Time for Rum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Wild Zerbine and Alka-Seltzer. It looked like the picture of the unknown man, which he received from the matrimonial bureau. Instead, he gave it to Miss Emily, who thought it was very cute. When we last visited our friends in Pine Ridge, Miss Hartford was on her way to the schoolhouse to consult with Miss Emily on the advisability of marrying the person whose picture she has. Mom, in the meantime, was wildly trying to prevent this disastrous meeting. Well, we'll soon see what happens. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we're looking on the little community today, we find Abner in the drop-and-down store explaining things to Grandpa. Listen.
Well, you don't know how much trouble you might and I got Lum into by giving him that picture of Miss Emmeline.
Well, she liked the picture, and Lum was tickled plumb to death when I told him all the fuss she made over it.
Yeah, but after that, though, Miss Hartford taking that picture of Lum that she's got and started over to ask Miss Emmeline if she thought that'd be a good fella for her to marry. If them two women would have got together and compared them pictures, old Lum's life wouldn't have been worth a plug nickel.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, don't you see, Grandpap? Miss Emmeline would have got jealous on account of some other woman having a picture of Lum. And Miss Hartford would have found out that that's the picture that she got from the matrimony was Lum.
Well, what happened when they got together?
Well, they never, thank goodness. Lum done some quick thinking, and he got on the phone and called Miss Emmeline and told her to meet him down at the drugstore to go over some school board business.
Huh?
So, by the time Miss Hartford got to the schoolhouse, why, Miss Emmeline was gone. And ever since then, he's been working himself into a nervous breakdown trying to keep them women apart.
Yeah, I think I see Lum coming up out yonder now.
Huh?
Well, he'll just have to figure his own pigeon-toed problems out. I ain't got time to bother with him. Whereabouts is the almanac?
Right over there where you left it. That's where it's at. Yeah, morning, Lum.
Yeah, morning, Abner. Howdy, Grandpap.
Ain't no use talking to him. He's found the almanac. He's a million miles away from here by now. Where you been, Lum, trying to keep Miss Emily and Miss Hartford apart?
No, I've been studying on how to answer this letter. I just can't make up my mind.
Yeah, what letter's that?
Well, that's right. I guess I ain't told you about it. It's the one that Miss Hartford wrote to me. That is, she wrote it to number 895W2. They'll naturally be forwarded on me.
No, when did you get it? Just today?
No, I got it Saturday.
No, well, I was going to say, I hadn't saw the mail hack come in yet today. Ought to be in pretty quick, though. If you got it Saturday, how come you never told me about it?
Well, I don't know. I want to figure out what to do about it, but I just can't make up my mind. Thought I'd like to get your opinion.
Yeah, sure. Be glad to give you my opinion. What does she have to say?
Well, here, I'll read it to you.
Yeah, read it to me. That's a good idea. Give me a better idea of what she had to say.
Dearest 895W2.
Dearest?
That's what it says. Dearest 895W2, I don't know how to begin.
Well, I thought she's off to a pretty good start there.
As you know, your picture was sent to me by the Ajax Matrimonial Bureau, and I was favorable in regret.
Well,
I'd say one thing for you. She has got an eye for good books.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time I have written such a letter, but I do hope you will answer and will tell me all about yourself.
Well, you ought to enjoy answering that part of it. That's your favorite subject, is you.
All I really know about you is what you look like in that one picture. But when I look at that, it seems as though I have known you all my life.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
I know that you and I were meant for each other.
Does she say that sure enough?
It's right there like me.
Well, I do know. Imagine that hard-boiled Miss Hartford writing a thing like that.
Well, I've always said that them's the kind that you ever can tell about. Of course, what woman wouldn't get a little romantic when she sees a picture of me? After all, she's only human.
She must have bad eyesight, too. What else does she say?
Well, suppose I say, please write and be sure and tell me your name and address so that I can write to you directly instead of through the bureau. The day I get your answer will be the happiest day of my life. With love, Viola Hartford.
Viola?
There she is.
Well, she writes a nice letter, don't she?
Yeah, but what kind of an answer am I going to write? That's what's got me worried.
Well, I don't believe you ought to answer it at all, huh? If you do, you're liable to get yourself lawsuit for breaching the promises or something like that.
Well, I got to answer something. If I don't, she'll write to the bureau and find out from them who 895W2 is.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
And we're getting her into the frame of mind now. We ain't wanting to do it in the first place.
Well,
that was the idea of our whole plan, to get her to fall in love and get married so she'd quit her job here and leave.
Yeah.
Now, if she doesn't answer, it might spoil everything.
Yeah, but I don't see how this is much of an improvement, Lom. If you answer it, why, then you'll have to marry her, and she'll sure enough would boss us around then.
Well, I ain't even over marrying her. But you see, that's what makes it so hard to figure out how to answer her letter.
Yeah, sure, I see that, yeah.
I thought at first that I'd write back and try to encourage you as far as I'm concerned, and hurry as far as 895W2 is concerned. I'd tell her what a terrible filler I am. Tell her I already had a wife, about 16 young.
You had? Well, you never told me about that, Long.
This is just stuff I was going to make up about myself.
Huh.
But then I got to thinking maybe that'd encourage her on the whole idea of getting married, and as long as she's so in love with my picture, and that'd ruin our whole plan.
Yeah.
So, well, I ain't sure just what to do.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the best thing to do would be to write a nice love letter and sign it Mr. X or something.
Mr. X?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
It ain't nobody. It's just a name to put on.
Huh?
It means when you use some name, it ain't actually an old name.
Oh.
Lots of times, big Arthur does that.
They like, do.
Well, for instance, Mark Twain's real name was actual Huckleberry Flynn.
And yours is Mr. X,
huh? Yeah, something like that.
Do you mark the spot?
That'll keep up her interest in love and matrimonies and keep her from knowing it's me that's writing to her.
Yeah, but where does all this wind up, Lom? What happens when you two work right up to the wedding?
Well, I don't know. Maybe by that time we'll find some other fellow to be Mr. X. Make her think that he was the one who was writing to her all the time. There ought to be somebody we could get to marry her.
Yeah, well, she'll know it ain't the right feller, because she's got that picture, though.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is.
I don't know about that.
The way she studied that picture, it'd be hard to fool her.
Well, we'll just have to find somebody that looks like that picture, then.
Where?
Somebody that looks like I did when I was a young man.
Oh.
There'll be somebody somewhere that looks like that.
Yeah, or to be, I think. Folks get bad breaks like that sometimes.
What do you mean by that remark?
Why? Well, nothing.
She fell in love with the picture, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. I forgot about that.
So that's what we've got to do. Find a young fella that looks like that picture. So from now on, keep your eyes open.
Well, all right. She wonder where the circus is playing.
Meantime, I'll finish this letter.
Finish it?
Yeah, I've got a love letter half wrote here.
Just half love, huh?
All I need to do is just put a good ending on it and sign it Mr. X.
Let's see what you wrote there, Lon.
All right. Maybe you wouldn't read it, Ann. It's just a lot of slush and mush.
Well, let's see it. Just let me read a couple of lines.
All right, cue off. You
yeah,
here.
Let me see.
Let me see. I'm going to finish that.
Doggy, this is good.
Well, there comes Cedric. Give it back. I don't want him to find out about this.
Oh, my goodness. You sure know how to write that love junk.
Hurry up. Give it here.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner.
Say, Cedric, I want to congratulate you on winning that championship game from Cherry Hill. Sorry I couldn't get over to Cherry Hill to see it. What was that score, 7-6?
Yes, Mom, I think it was.
Doggy, that must have been an exciting game, weren't it?
Well, I don't know.
Don't know?
No, Mom, see, I never played in the game.
You never? Didn't you pass that test that they gave you after all, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I passed it all right, and that was my whole trouble.
Trouble. Well, the whole idea of the test was to make you legible so you could play on a team.
I know it, but when Miss Emmeline told me that I'd actually passed the test, I got so excited I plumb forgot about the game. Never even went over to Cherry Hill.
Oh, yeah. For the land's sake, Cedric.
Oh, going in. I just hate William, I think.
Well, that's a shame, Cedric. That's the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, my goodness. There's the mail hack. Huh? Abner, give me an envelope.
Envelope?
Yeah, I've got to get this letter in the mail.
Yeah, sure.
Where's
the
envelope?
Yeah,
well, hurry up.
Yeah, there. This'll do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
Wish
good.
Now I hadn't passed that test. Ain't got nothing to be legible about.
No, it ain't, Cedric. Lum, you better hurry. You won't catch a mail hack. It's leaving there. Look at
it. Well, it's all righty. Here, Cedric, you can run faster than I can. Take this and get it in the mail.
Yes, Mom, I'll catch
it. Yes, get out of Cedric. Don't look at that boy, Lum. Lum, what do you want this letter to go to the county seat for when it's just a local letter?
Well, that's where I'm smart.
Huh?
See, now it'll get postmarked there instead of here in Pine Ridge. That way, she won't know it was sent from here in town.
My dog, is that was smart. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah, you gotta think of all them things. I gotta wait a minute, though. Where'd you get that envelope you give me?
Out of that stack right there next to the cash door.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
What's the matter?
Well, she'll know who wrote it now.
Huh?
Just look what's stamped up in the corner of them envelopes.
Let's see. Jot 'em down, store. Edwards and Peabody Prof. Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Poor old Lum. He always manages to trip himself up somehow, with Abner right there to aid and abet him. Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.